And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 21st of November, 2010. It's the birthday of a man who helped spark the Enlightenment in France, Voltaire, born François-Marie Arouet in Paris, 1694. Voltaire, who said, "God is a comedian playing to an audience too afraid to laugh." Author of Candide, many other books and plays, poems, spent most of his late life in exile, wrote most of his work from England. In the last year of his life, 1778, he was allowed to return home to Paris. And more than 300 people came to visit him his first day in the city, including Benjamin Franklin. It's the birthday of the writer Elizabeth George Speer, born Melrose, Massachusetts, 1908. On this day, she started out writing historical novels for children, and her books are still being read in many grade schools across the country. Life in Colonial America is one, The Sign of the Beaver. She's ranked as one of America's 100 most popular children's book authors. Her books The Witch of Blackbird Pond and The Bronze Bow won her Newbery medals. It's the birthday of the novelist Beryl Bainbridge, born in Liverpool, 1932, on this day. Five of her novels nominated for the Booker Prize, The Dressmaker, The Bottle Factory Outing, An Awfully Big Adventure, Every Man for Himself, Master Georgie. She was kicked out of school when she was 14, fell in love with a German prisoner of war that she met on a beach near Liverpool, spent the summer with him as he waited to be repatriated to Germany. She joined the Young Communist League, became a Catholic, tried writing about her family in a book called Harriet Said. Beryl Bainbridge, who once said, "Everything else you grow out of, but you never recover from childhood." In addition to more than a dozen novels, Beryl Bainbridge wrote the nonfiction books English Journey, Forever England, North and South, and Something Happened Yesterday. She died just this past summer at the age of 75. And it's the birthday of Marilyn French, born in Brooklyn, 1929, wrote her first book on James Joyce, then started writing women's history. And in 1977, her novel The Women's Room, about a middle-aged housewife who divorces her husband and starts a PhD in literature at Harvard. It sold more than 20 million copies, one of the influential works in the modern-day feminist movement. And then later, a four-volume work on women's history, From Eve to Dawn, and a memoir of her battle against cancer, A Season in Hell. Here's a poem for today by Grace Paley, In the Bus. Somewhere between Greenfield and Holyoke, snow became rain, and a child passed through me as a person moves through mist, as the moon moves through a dense cloud at night, as though I were cloud or mist, a child passed through me. On the highway that lies across miles of stubble and tobacco barns, our bus speeding, disordered, the slanty rain and a girl with no name, naked, wearing the last nakedness of childhood, breathed in me once, no, two breaths, a sigh. She whispered, "Hey, you. Begin again, 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 again. You'll see, it's easy. Begin again, long ago." A poem by Grace Paley, In the Bus, from her collection Begin Again, Collected Poems, published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.